This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. For Ellis Dyson, there's something alluring about the Dixieland tunes of the 1920s. These songs represent an era that was raw and rowdy. His band, Ellis Dyson and the Shambles, brings that energy to the forefront. The group blends the soundtrack from Prohibition with Dyson's North Carolina folk roots. The group has a self-titled debut album out. They perform tonight at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro at 8. But first, they're going to be on this show, The State of Things, Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. Is Ellis Dyson on vocals and banjo, Nathan Huvert on guitar, Jonathan Ng on the violin, Adam Maloney on upright bass, Danny Abrams on vocals, baritone, soprano, ocarina. I don't know, you play just about anything, won't you, Danny? I thought. And Matt Hall on the trumpet. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us about this, Ellis. Where did you come into contact with Dixieland and what caught your ear?
I think early on, I was drawn to the banjo first and foremost. I think that comes from being in North Carolina. It's hard to avoid it here. And that led me into various old-time genres, the clawhammer banjo as a technique, and then into banjo as it's used for Dixieland jazz. And I think that resonated with me pretty early on in my younger teens.
When you thought about it, when did you first thinking about, you know, creating a band, and which direction were you pointing? Were you thinking more like bluegrass, or were you interested in recreating the sound of the 20s?
I very much was looking for the Dixieland sound.
Yeah.
The band just, we may not have intentionally come into this sound. It happened very naturally in almost a way that I don't know that we were really in control of. But it was very much my intention was not to be a bluegrass band and to really be playing swing genres.
Will you play some for us now?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
I wanted love. You were not making it. I gave you all, but you would not take it. Now I'm as blue as those sweet eyes. I must accept that we cut our ties. Not just be circling the hen house again. Not just be circling the hen house again. These tears I've cried have gone away, but my new pride, well, she's here to stay. Why did she go and leave me alone? What she was thinking, well, I'll never know. And I'm just circling the hen house again. I'll just be circling the hen house again. There was a time it felt like summer. She pulled me close, but she held me under. I could not breathe, and I knew she noticed. She really loved me, where she never showed. And I'm just circling the hen house again. I'll just be circling the hen house again. Must admit, my heart is broken. I keep on moving, and I really use another lover like you, but I'm not just any old pin will do, and I'm just circling the pin house again. I'll just be circling the pin house again. I wanted love, you would not make it. I gave you all, but you would not take it. Now I'm as blue as your sweet eyes. I must accept that we cut our ties. Now just be circling the hen house again.
Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. The song is Hen House. The group performs tonight at the Cat's Cradle at 8 o'clock. Great song. Now, I know you write your own music. I'm assuming this is not an original. Did you write that one?
Yes.
You did. Now, see, this is my question, because the imagery is straight out of the 20s. In other words, a lot of the rural kinds of images that you would use in that music, hen house, circle in the hen house, is something out of the period. So do you have to, when you find the lyrics for a song like that or the imagery, do you find yourself sort of channeling that era, or is that something that's contemporary for you? Did you grow up near hen house?
I mean,
you might now. You know, now they actually have chickens in Kerry, which I'm excited about and have been for a couple of years now.
Right. I mean, I'm definitely tied to the rural tradition,
yeah.
And that tradition as it relates to the American South. I think the band would tell you just as well as I can that a lot of our lyrical content is heavily rooted in Southern ideals.
Yeah, that's great, and you really channel the era extremely well. It's cool stuff. You and Danny, I guess, started busking in the streets before you came together as a band, right?
We did, banjo and saxophone.
So what, Danny, what were you thinking at the time? Were you trying to pull a band together, and was this what you had in mind?
Well, at the time, actually, we were doing a jazz concert. I was in the jazz program at UNC Chapel Hill, and a young Ellis came up to me after the show and said, "Hey, I play the banjo. Do you want to get together next week?" So I'll try anything once. So I said, of course. So we just started playing together, and his songs were really interesting to me. It was like nothing I had ever heard before. So we just started playing together. We went out and played out on Franklin Street to try it out, and one by one, we formed the band around our practice sessions, and it just kind of grew like that.
Well, and the fact that the banjo is important to Dixieland music, which is certainly rooted in jazz and a root of jazz, you know, it shouldn't be surprising that would... Did you find the connection quickly as a jazz student with the banjo? I mean, obviously it's rooted there, but you may not have had much experience with banjo and jazz.
Right, and I didn't have experience with banjo, but I found the connection right away with my jazz studies going through the history of jazz. Banjo is such an important instrument early on. So I knew what he was going for right away, and I think we really clicked musically from different backgrounds, but finding a common ground together.
We do another song for us now?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take you down to Dixieland, best way we know how up here in North Carolina. Ellie Mae, won't you come on over and show me how to break one down? Same old thing, dancing with every gal in town. Ain't nobody can shake it like Ellie. Ellie Mae, she's a dancing gal. Ellie Mae, won't you come on over and show me how to break one down? I said, now take it back.
Take it back.
Take it right.
Take it right.
All the way left.
All the way left.
Take it back. Well, take it back.
Take it back.
Take it right.
Take it right.
All the way left.
All the way left.
Take it back. Lip coat, you better do what she tells you. You know you gotta take it back. Go on, Nanny boy. Woo!
tones on that saxophone.
Dyson and the Shambles. That's a song called Ellie Mae. Great song. The group performs tonight at the Cat's Cradle in Carrboro at 8 o'clock. Yeah, so it's a great song, right? And it's a song that you associate with an era, right? If you hear it, anybody knows anything about music, says, oh, that's Dixieland, you associate with it. And yet it's party music for any era. I mean, how do young audiences or audiences you play for, you get up and dance, right?
Oh, yeah. Our crowd is a lively bunch of people.
Do you get a mixed group? Do you get people who are at this point, you can't even be nostalgic for the movie, that music, right? I mean, it's you're already off the timeline if you grew up with this music. So it's got to be people who either remember it or folks who just love to dance.
It's a good mix of both. And we see at any given show, young and old, any and all, really enjoying music. Enjoying the music that we play, everyone in their own way. But I mean, it speaks to us, and I think it speaks to everyone. And it's hard not to shake a leg when we start burning it down, you know.
Bart, well, listen, I want to leave you a time to play. I don't know, maybe you can play us out with Caroline. Don't do it yet, but you can pick, because I know you got two songs ready, and I'm going to say goodbye, and I want to leave you time. So I'm going to let you know that in advance. But first of all, I want to tell everybody that I'm talking to Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. Ellis Dyson on vocals and banjo. Nathan Huvard on the guitar. Jonathan Ng on violin. Adam Maloney on the upright bass. Danny Abrams on vocals, baritone, and soprano saxophone. And Matt Hall on the trumpet. Ellis Dyson and the Shambles are going to perform tonight, Cat's Cradle, 8 o'clock. You can find out more information at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton Ormond, and Andrew Tide. Robin Copley's our technical director. Al Wodarski helping out today. Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Ellis Dyson and the Shambles.
It's a tune called Jailhouse Religion. Walking down the street, he won't hurt nobody. He was doing all right till the police came looking for a fight. He had a chance to run away. Instead, he stuck around
and this is what he said. Know a guy, his name is Tom. He was out one night looking for some fun. He was rolling him dice and playing him cards. The police came with a bleeding heart. He had a right to remain silent. Instead, he turned around. This is what he said. Jay, I had a lady and give me Jesus in the joint. Crossing my cell, had I sharpened to a point. All the day did I stood trial. Just he threw the book at me. He said, read it front to back, and you'll really be free. Oh, well, maybe the pay for you. But it's your day, ain't no play for me. Making drinks for free. She was drinking booze and kissing boys. So the police came right through the door. Started singing like a jailbird. Hear her for miles and miles and miles and miles. I don't like you and you don't like me. When I start drinking every night of the week, but I keep my cool and I don't make trouble. Till the police come, got me seeing double. And I know I shouldn't have said. See, sometimes I just can't seem to hold my tongue. What I tell them, boys? Yeah, I had to leave and give me Jesus in the joint. Crossing myself, head out shopping to a point. All the day that I should try, just he threw the book at me.